Gadget makers are obsessed with sensors, the new Apple Watch, fitness bands, smartphones. Now designers are using biometric feedback to make a better video game. Noah Nelson of Turnstile News reports.
If you're a gamer or have one in your household, odds are that there is a wedge of black plastic studded with joysticks and buttons nestled in the cushions of your couch. That would be the Humble video game controller. Humble, perhaps, for not much longer.
So what we're doing here is we modified an Xbox 360 controller to help try to sense the player's emotions as they're playing video games.
That's Corey McCall. He's a doctoral candidate in electrical engineering at Stanford University. And yes, he's created a way for game controllers to read your mind. Kind of.
What we want to do is estimate the player's autonomic nervous system activity, which is the part of the brain that responds when the player gets excited or they get stressed or they get focused.
Excitement, stress, focus. The trifecta of gaming engagement.
So instead of measuring this directly, we try to measure it indirectly through things like their heart rate or their skin temperature, or say how much they're breathing or how quickly they're breathing.
To measure respiration, McCall placed a metal plate on the back of the controller and runs a small electrical current up one hand, measuring how long it takes to return. Air in the lungs slows the current down. That's impedance for the technically inclined. From that, you can know if a player is breathing hard or holding their breath to focus. McCall's research team made the controller because they were interested in how a person's body reacted to a game. But another question is, what can a game do once it is aware of a player's unconscious reactions? That's where Nevermind comes in.
Shh. Pretend you're not there.
And the more scared you get, the harder the game becomes.
Aaron Reynolds is the founder and lead designer at Flying Mollusk, creators of the psychological horror game Nevermind.
You're going to subject yourself to these creepy scenarios, and as you get more scared, more stressed, the environments will try to get in your way. So you have to learn how to calm down in the face of those.
Nevermind uses biofeedback to adjust the difficulty of the game, using a new camera from Intel that provides biometric data to the computer.
Basically, you know, there's a few different ways that camera tech can read biofeedback. One is through very subtle fluctuations in skin tone, which sounds totally sci-fi and almost creepy to some. But, you know, it's really cool because every time your heart beats, your skin slightly changes color. It gets a little bit more red as it gets more blood in it.
That's the tech side. From a storytelling standpoint, biometrics opens up new possibilities in the way stories can be told. Let's stay with the horror genre, which uses lulls in the action to build tension.
Imagine if the designer could tailor that downtime just perfectly to have you right there on the cusp of whatever moment they want you to have, right at the right spot to unleash it. That would be awesome.
Garnet Lee is a veteran video game broadcaster. He's into the idea, with reservations.
Are gamers ready to have that sort of, you know, very exposing personal experience with a game?
Before biometrically enhanced games become as popular as Candy Crush or Call of Duty, Garnet says the product will have to be user-friendly and not require a lot of gear.
I look to the inflection point of biometric feedback in gaming, and really beyond gaming, as the same place that we have with 3D televisions, and that is, I don't want to wear something special. I don't want it to be an extra encumbrance. I want something that's easy, that I sit down, that it works, that it's a great, comfortable experience, and enhances what I'm doing.
That ease of use is the gold standard that hardware makers are chasing. If they can nail that, a whole new universe of gaming interfaces may be just a heartbeat away. For Here and Now, I'm Noah Nelson.
And Noah is a reporter for Turnstile News, a tech and digital culture site from Youth Radio.